Turkey. Ugh, giving thanks. Ugh.
25% of people are going to be cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time.
Just relax. Everything's going to be fine.
5 tips for somebody making a Thanksgiving dinner or turkey for the first time.
Happy Turkey Day.
All right, this is going to be fun. Thanksgiving's coming up really quick, and I am here with Jamie Fisher, the chef over at the brand new Uproar Chicago off of Wells Street, which, by the way, Jamie, is delicious firsthand. I think I had, what did I have? The burger, which is huge, by the way.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
And then the prime rib, I think is what it was. Yeah. Woo, that was good stuff.
Yeah. It's, it's just a nod to my mom. She always made killer pot roast growing up. So it's just like, Carol, I got you.
Cool. Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving a little bit. You know, it's crazy because the world we live in now, they say that over a quarter of people, 25% of people are going to be cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time and cooking a turkey for the first time. And now I've never hosted a Thanksgiving, so I've never had to worry about that. My fiance would. So I think some tips for anybody that's probably in the same boat as me, who's, you know, a little bit lost, or you just follow the directions, but there's a lot of, I think, tricks and a little things to make it a little bit better. So why don't we go through like 5 tips for somebody making a Thanksgiving dinner or turkey for the first time. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. So my biggest first step is relax, breathe. It's just food. Everything's going to be fine. The biggest thing is people just psych themselves up so much. They're like, I can't do this. It's a whole turkey. This is crazy. And like so overwhelming. So just take a deep breath. The bird's already dead. You're not going to hurt it. Like just relax. Everything is going to be fine. So that's like the number one thing I would definitely have to say. And then also really important, make sure the turkey is properly thawed. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people try to hack into birds that are like still ice cubes and just like lose and like cut themselves super bad. So I would say like at least 36 to 24 hours, like in the fridge, defrosting, like take your time. Absolutely. Like big safety thing there. And then when it comes to actually cooking the bird, I know people get really freaked out about kind of like leaving meat out at like room temperature, but that's actually like tempering your bird is going to allow it to cook more evenly and more thoroughly. If everything's kind of like the same temperature, instead of, you know, the inside being still very cold from the fridge, but the outside's kind of room temp. So then the outside looks good. And then you go to cut into it and you're cutting into it like a raw turkey breast. So
it's better to cook it when it's at room temperature rather than right out of the fridge.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say give yourself out probably an hour before you want to start cooking it. So it can like really just kind of like chill and relax and all of like the tissue can kind of become the same.
I didn't even think of that. Is there a difference, do you think, between getting a frozen bird or one that's already thawed, other than the time frame?
Honestly, other than the time frame, no. Like most turkeys are like kind of all raised the same. So as far as like, you know, like free range or like, you know, this bird hasn't been frozen, I guarantee you at the end of the day, no one's going to be able to taste the difference. And that's okay. Definitely like try to know where your bird's coming from and support, you know, groups that treat their animals ethically, but don't get hung up on this turkey's frozen, it's going to be garbage. Like that's definitely not true.
What else you got?
Yeah. Definitely also too. So people always like ask, you know, like, how do you get the skin like super, super crispy? And like, it's just a couple of things. So one, you definitely want to make sure the skin is like very, very dry. You want to get it as dry as possible. Like, if you rinse your bird, you know, make sure you're patting it off with a kitchen towel or paper towels. And then the best thing I would say is like, as you're letting it temper, season the skin first, and that's going to draw like any excess moisture. And then when you go to like cook your bird, it's going to be like beautifully seasoned and the skin's going to crisp up super, super nice. And always basting with butter. If I can sneak butter into anything, like that's the move.
I've seen a lot of people try to season their birds too. And I don't, again, I don't know anything about this. I just see it happening, but they do it. They'll put it under the skin.
Yeah. So I have always seen people, you know, like season, like just the skin or just inside. I would definitely say season inside the cavity of the bird as well as the outside.
Yeah.
And also with seasoning, like, let's say this is your turkey breast. Don't season like this, like season from a lot higher up. So it's going to give you a much more even salt distribution than trying to do like little, like really, really close to the skin. So always like season from pretty like salt bay,
like the, you know? Salt bay guy. I was gonna say
that people always like laugh. I'm like, no, that's actually like pretty reasonable.
That's good advice. Yeah, that I think because the seasoning can change the whole taste of the bird, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, people get so like caught up in like, well, you know, like you can only do like this with turkey or this, you know, like have fun with it. Like, to, like be creative. Like if you want to try like a jerk, like turkey, I'm sure that'd be delicious. Or like you want to do like Cajun seasoning, like whatever. Like I'm a big fan of Lori's. I would probably put Lori's on my turkey. Like, yeah. But yeah, definitely like put some dry herbs on there, or like in your basting butter, get some like rosemary and thyme. And like when you melt the butter down, put those herbs in there. So you just kind of give it like that nice, like herbal scent, you know?
Oh, so mix it in the butter. I think those are good too. If you're a first timer, don't go too crazy.
Yeah. I mean, don't be putting like lavender on your turkey or anything too crazy, but I think, you know, salt, freshly cracked black pepper, you know, if you want to go to do like a little garlic powder, onion powder, you know, like no one's going to hate you.
Those are great. Do we have anything else?
I think one really good tip is get a probe thermometer from like Amazon for like a small business or something. Just like a little, my favorite brand is Taylor. And it's a thermometer, and it's got this like metal kind of thread and then like a probe. You can actually stick it in the bird and keep it in the bird in the oven. And that'll give you like the perfect cook time. Like as soon as that thing hits 165, like you're good. Another thing too, this is probably for our more advanced cooks, but like breaking down the bird, like removing the breast and like the thigh portion from the actual cage will give you the best cook, because those legs are always going to cook faster than the turkey breast. So I think that's also like a really
remove it before you put it in.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you
definitely
don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, break the bird down. Yeah, I know, like it's like blasphemy. Like I can feel all over the country screaming right now. But
how are you supposed to get the good Instagram picture after?
Well, that's where food styling comes in. Nicely on the plate. But yeah, I would say probe thermometer, it's like $30 investment, and you can use it for like steaks, roast, like literally anything that goes in the oven. You just like put that little probe in there and it takes kind of all the guesswork out of it for you. So
yeah, I think that's the key, is that the whole point of this is take some of the guesswork out. Cause if you're not experienced in the kitchen, that's all part of cooking, is making mistakes, figuring it out and trying different things and trial and error. But when it comes to just like, this is a one-time Thanksgiving bird, you don't want too much trial and error in that situation. Exactly.
For sure. Yeah. So that probe is kind of like your like security blanket. Like if all else fails, like, you know, the bird's cooked. And the other thing is like, everyone always says 180. That's not true. 165 degrees. It'll kill any sort of like weird bacteria or anything that like, you know, you might get sick off of. Like 165, your family will thank you. The turkey won't be dry.
Yeah. That's the worst, is when the turkey comes out too dry and you have to just, I mean, I'm a fan of gravy, don't get me wrong, but when you depend on the gravy to make the, so one is 165. That's the sweet spot.
Yep.
Okay. Definitely. I love that. What are your like top three sides?
Ooh,
that's a hard one.
Mashed potatoes. I'll eat mashed potatoes like every day. I'll eat mashed potatoes on a 120 degree day. I love mashed potatoes. Like it's just every day. Mashed potatoes. I love a good green bean casserole. Shout out to Charles Ford. He makes the best green bean casserole in the whole world. He's an old GM of mine. He's awesome. What else? I love good cornbread. I mean, pumpkin pie, I guess, isn't technically a side, but I can make it a side.
Yeah. I think anything can technically be a side, right?
Not enough. Anything can be a side.
You like gummy bears? Make it a side. Who cares?
Side of gummy bears.
Yeah, but you guys are also, if you don't feel like cooking, you guys also have meals that you can order from Uproar, right?
So Uproar, we're doing Thanksgiving family meal kits. We're charging like $60 a person or per head. So you can do dinner for two, dinner for four, or dinner for six. We're also doing a la carte sides for like $20 for like a big tray of side, and then $25 for pumpkin pie.
So when you do, will it come? It comes with everything, or what does it come with?
So the complete package is either a half or whole roasted turkey, green bean casserole, challah stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and pumpkin pie.
Oh, it's everything you need. I'd be the one that orders it and then goes, yeah, I made all of this. Totally. 165. I did it.
Exactly. Off the background. Solving. Yeah.
So if they want to order that, how far advance would they have to do that?
We're taking orders all the way up until the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So I think that's, what is it, the 22nd, 23rd?
Sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Days don't count anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. So, and they could just do it. Can they order online through Uproar Chicago?
Yeah, just go to uproarchicago.com. And then in the menu, there's a little click button that says family meals. And you'll find it under there. And it'll have a little link for two, for four, for six. And then just buy accordingly.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to shop local, help out our restaurants. The food is great there, I can say firsthand. And everyone that's involved is, I mean, I think everybody that's involved in Uproar Chicago, from the people that I know, got into it for the right reason, right?
We're a really great team, and I'm proud of like the work we've done. And, you know, just we keep getting thrown curveballs, and we're able to, you know, just kind of pivot and readjust. Yeah. Everyone's been super flexible and understanding, and we're just going to make this work no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the food business, but you're in the business of making people happy, and that's what food does.
Definitely.
Okay. So you guys are also doing some kind of special meal kits coming up, right?
Yeah. So every week we're going to do kind of like a new volume of family meal to go kits. So like you just literally come in, pick up the meal, reheat it at home. And every week we're going to be kind of like doing a different story. So I'm really excited about the week coming up right after Thanksgiving. I'll be focusing on kind of my own Japanese heritage and sort of like the dishes that my grandmother made and I remember growing up. So it gives me and my sous chef kind of like an opportunity to show like our culinary skills and kind of flex a little bit while still also running the limited menu.
Right. So are the meal kits already cooked or is it just the ingredients and you get to do it?
Yeah, so they're already cooked and literally all you have to do is pop it back in the oven for like 10, 15 minutes and you're ready to go.
Cool. I love that. I think, you know, the family meals are something that are probably missing in a lot of homes because you're exhausted. You don't want to cook a big meal for your family. So to have that and bring everybody back to the table, but then also have different stories that go, I think that's super cool that you have these storylines that go along with the meals that'll come from it. That's super fun.
That's always been a big driving force in my career is like my food has always been kind of my way to communicate and tell stories. And I think the family meal idea is super cool because that's where I learned how to cook. Like I was drawn to the dinner table and kind of just like those moments that are created via food and eating and being like surrounded by people that you love and care about. So for me, this is like a really cool kind of like personal touch a really cool way to kind of take care of our guests.
I think people forget about the depth that food really has when it comes to traditions and bringing family together and heritage and just memories and all of that. That's all encompassed in food. And I think that's so special that you guys are bringing that to other people's homes. Super cool. And that's all going to just be through Uproar also?
Yeah, you can also find that just on that little the little menu on uproarchicago.com. It'll be under family meals. We got some pictures up if you want to check them out. Of the upcoming, we're doing the Americana volume right now, which is the short rib pot roast.
Is so good.
If he likes it, then it must be good.
UproarChicago.com. I love that. Perfect. So let's give your Instagrams and everything also so that we can, if anybody wants to reach out to you, they can.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are at Uproar Chi. That's Uproar Chi. And then we're also Uproar Hospitality. We are available on like pretty much every delivery platform, Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, like literally whoever will bring you food, we'll give them food for you. My personal handle is Chef Honeybee. I think that covers all of our social outlets.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I do think it causes a lot of anxiety when you don't know how to cook Thanksgiving dinner and you're going to be doing it for the first time and you're going to have a mother-in-law somewhere judging you or so, you know, something like that. Not a personal experience or anything, but I appreciate those tips. I think those were great. Those are so, so perfect, simple and right on point. So I appreciate it. Jamie Fisher, the chef over at the brand new Uproar Chicago off of Wells Street, uproarchicago.com. Thanks for checking out the podcast. You can always hit me on any socials too. It's at Scotty K on air. That's Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air on all social medias. And give a little like and subscribe. And if you enjoyed the podcast or thought that was good information, share it. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.